Deglaze.
I had two midgets in the backseat wrestling. They're going in.
Yeah, where you're from, it was probably just a little bit of the coca leaf.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Either that or rum.
Is it You're right.
Or it's rum. I mean, we're known for rum, not whiskey.
Lo, when was the first time you did cocaine? When you were a child?
No. Damn it. It was way later. Already an adult.
Yeah. Wow. Good for you, late bloomer.
Mid-20s. Right? Yeah. I waited a while.
Good for you.
I was a drinker my whole life. I've been drinking a while. And smoking. I started smoking at 13.
Where was the first time you smoked weed?
On Biscayne Bay. I can take it to the spot, too.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I can take
it
to the spot.
Let's do it. And where were you the first time you smoked?
Shit. Right off of Summit in Haverhill. Or not Haverhill, but...
Were you just at a house? Yeah. What, just
I
hanging out?
My grandparents' house. In my grandparents' living room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In the living room? Yeah. Where were your grandparents?
Probably at work. I don't know. I was I remember my mom and my uncle fighting.
You remember getting high or being high?
Yeah. I remember it. It was the first time I ever felt weird. Like, ooh. And then I really started getting into it when I was older.
Yeah.
I was probably 13. And then I got caught with it in school, arrested. Took to juvie for a week.
For weed?
Yes.
How much weed did you have?
In Georgia, less than a dime. Not even a bowl.
Juvie for a week?
A week?
Yeah. I got arrested for under 35 milligrams of marijuana.
They used me
what
as
the fuck
example.
Was a milligram?
It's like a corner bag. Like, you know, if you have nothing but
a
shake.
A milligram, yeah, it's just a
it's like
tiny,
a corner tiny bag bit. Shake. Yeah. Got arrested for it. Got arrested. Spent all night. And I was on 9 grams of mushrooms.
Y'all, what
at the same time. But like, all I'm saying is like, I feel you, dude. That's the most fucked up shit in the world, yeah. Dude.
What the fuck?
So what?
This was in Georgia.
Were you in high school? Or, I mean, were you in school at the time when you got arrested? Like,
yes,
during
it was
class?
On, kind it was of on school property. During gym.
You're legendary.
During gym.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just pulling my shit out from the locker, putting it back in the backpack.
Oh, okay. All wow. And they just saw it or smelt it or what?
They saw it. One of the coaches was driving, walking by and looked over at the right time as everything, we were all chilling. And he just seen the bag and he's like, what is that?
Were you
and
a note? Were you?
It's just a bag. I was going to rip the top off and be like, it's a fucked up bag.
That's what I kept my creatine in.
Nah, he knew immediately. And then he turned
Were you a known stoner in high school? Or in school? Was this junior high?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't really heavy into it. It was just smoking bowls.
Were you hanging out with the wrong crowd?
No. I hung out by myself.
Did you?
Surprisingly, all through school.
No shit. You were introverted.
I had friends, but I didn't like hang out with a group.
Yeah. This is a 420 podcast. Why are we not smoking weed the entire time?
With that year of the week of juvie.
Yeah.
I forgot. It gave me a year of in-school suspension and a year of crossroads.
What is crossroads?
Which is where it's like a scared straight program. Didn't work, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Had the adverse effect. I was like, look at all the connections I can meet in here. Because
that happened at 13, pretty much.
Yeah.
It does nothing. So, at 13, I did all that. 14 or 15, I got arrested, or I got shipped back down here, actually North Florida, Ocala, and I got arrested on school property for possession of alcohol.
Shouldn't be illegal, in my opinion. Should be taboo.
Yeah, so I had a big bottle of vodka.
And were you drinking it in school?
Yeah, the whole bus was drunk.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you just put it in Jello, you get away with it, dude.
Didn't know that I had a kid. I ended up fucking getting in trouble for that one. And they used me for an example on that one. But at that time, oh, I got the year or a week of juvie, a year of Crossroad, and a year of in-school suspension, and I got banned from Georgia for 5 years.
Damn.
From Georgia?
Yes.
I love it when people
the whole state.
I love it when people are kicked out of states, dude.
The whole state.
And you know what? You're the third person from Florida that I've heard of or met that's been kicked out of a whole state. Remember back in the day when they had all those motorcycle building contests? There was a guy from down here, I forget the name of his shop or whatever. He was the guy that got in trouble because they hadn't built shit. They were just partying with the camera crews, following them around. They went to the strip club one night and they were fucking getting drunk every day. And finally the producers were like, dude, you have to build a bike. You signed for this. Like, we've got camera crews. They had to sit down with him. So he just built a bike real quick and he just kicked the shit out of the other guy. He was like, he didn't even measure anything. He's like, I like to eyeball shit, you know? He's like this total Florida dude down here.
Yeah.
He was the first person I ever heard of. He got kicked out of like Montana.
Really?
Like, wow. Yeah, he's like by my third time riding through it, like whatever he did wrong, they were like,
Georgia's easy to get kicked out of.
Is it?
So pretty much you do anything wrong and you're from another state, you just be like, all right, you send me back to my state. So that's how I did a year or half a year total of the in school and a half year of the Crossroad combined.
Yeah,
a total year type deal. And I asked just to get banned.
If you road tripped, you had to go around Georgia.
I just didn't go that way. You'd have to go over Panhandle.
Yeah, you couldn't even land in like. So is that where you grew up in Georgia?
No.
Where did you grow up?
Well, here.
Just here, like South Florida.
Yeah, 10 generations. My family's been here.
That's awesome.
Dude. 9 or 10. I think I'm the 10th.
Dude, that's fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah.
So second question. What's your favorite way to smoke?
Oh, I have to say joints.
Joints?
Yeah.
Not dabs? Bowls. See, I thought you'd say dabs.
Oh, dabs? If we're talking about
like
what?
Favorite way to smoke.
Yeah. Yes, dabs. But honestly, it could get too much sometimes. Corey moved in with me. And this is before you and Jeremy did. So Corey moved in with me for a small period of time. And Corey was a heavy smoker. He don't smoke weed. But for a long time, he was a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
Until he moved in with me and started doing dabs. And then I think within 3 weeks of him living with me, he's like, I quit. I'm never fucking touching it again. I'm like, why? He's like, you guys just overkilled it for me. He's like, I thought I was a stoner. He's like, no, you guys fucking just chew keef all day long with dabs. Because he went to work with me one time. And that's what we do. And he complains about it. He's like, what you guys do is go out and work for 15 minutes and then go take a 2-minute break and do dabs and then go back and take 15 more minutes. He's like, it's not like you're just out there work. You're working in the hot ass sun, hanging siding on a sketchy ladder. And he's like, and you're stoned out of your fucking mind.
And we're getting paid to do it.
He worked with me that one day and gave up. Within like an hour, he ended up giving up within an hour because it was the third or fourth time we went in to take dabs because we'll leave the truck running and go out and take dabs.
Yeah.
Like the fourth time we went out on our 15 minute, session, he would fucking, he's like, I can't do it. I'm sleeping here in the truck. He's like, y'all are fucking. And I'm like, well, I guess you're only getting half a day paid. He's like, I don't fucking care. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, so, that's part of being on the crew, right? You got to be able to hang and smoke all day.
Yeah.
Or you're not going
to
make the crew.
I've done it to random Mexicans we picked up at Home Depot. You do two dabs with them. They're like, what is this shit? And it's, by the time you get two dabs in, they're like, no, take me back to Home Depot. Fuck that. I'm like, I can't, dude. You gotta wait the 8 hours, and then I'll take you back.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pay you $10 an hour to smoke this. So just chill.
I'm gonna start hanging out at Home Depot and hope somebody like KC picks me up.
Dude, you're big and strong, dude. They pick you up pretty quick.
What?
You're in, bro.
What do you know how to do? Nothing.
Paint.
Can I'm here
paint?
For the weed.
Can you do this?
I'm just here.
Can
for
you
the
do
weed.
This?
I'm just here for the weed. I don't know how to do nothing.
You seen that South Park episode?
I heard you, gringos.
Can you paint? No.
Dude, are you talking about the one where the fucking handyman or the fucking...
Yeah, handyman.
Favorite stoner movie?
Ooh. like movie that is a
boys.
Yeah, that's a great one, dude.
Grandma's
I fucking
boy.
Love that shit, dude. Yeah. Drive, fucking monkey, drive.
Drive,
yeah.
monkey, drive.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your favorite movie to watch while high?
Or favorite thing to watch on TV?
I don't know. I don't like watching TV very much.
Well, what about like is there like a background movie? Like,
do you how about this? How about favorite thing to do while you're high?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much play video games or working on shit. Like working on trucks, anything.
Really. Building something, figure something out.
I got a chicken coop right now I'm building.
Oh, that's cool, dude. Chickens chicken are cool as fuck.
Yeah. I made it out of a trailer.
Nice.
That way I could take it with me.
That's awesome, bro. That's some like redneck engineering
that's
right
fucking
there.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
I need like one more roll of
dude, chickens are the best, dude. I want chickens at my house, dude. I fucking love chickens. We built a fence out
of
the farm.
As long as Dex doesn't kill your chickens.
Dude, Dex would kill everyone. Well, I don't know. Actually, I bet you Dex would be cool with chickens. They're his size.
See, I got a new dog, right?
What'd you get?
No.
I got a pit.
No, like a puppy? A
little pit got put down.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, pit got put down probably a week after you and Jeremy left.
Oh.
And then she was having bad complications.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So we finally put her down, and then Vincent showed up within after that week with a puppy.
Oh,
and I was not ready for that, boy.
Motherfucker.
Oh. It's better to jump in right
away.
It really is.
I'm like, oh, I don't have all these problems. Don't worry. Don't have to worry about the dog. Don't have to be home at a certain time, you know.
So did your brother take Kilo?
She's North Florida with my mom. She stays with my mom wherever she goes. This is a good discussion for this.
All right.
Do you see what Jeremy made?
No.
This is called a glong. A glong.
I hope it's what I think it is.
Oh my god. This made my 420 right here.
You gotta see this.
This made my 420 right
it here. It is what I thought it was. Yes.
Glong.
The glong. For you guys that can't visually picture this. It's a 3D printed bong.
I think that it's fucking actually answers.
Attached.
No, it answers the question a lot of people have asked in their life. How the fuck do I have a pistol bong?
Yes. It's the bottom frame and a bong attached together.
Prepare to get blasted.
And it looks amazing, let me say. So what's your favorite munchy food?
Ooh. It changes from time to time.
Yeah.
But Cheetos, I would have to say.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody say Cheetos yet.
I don't think anybody said Cheetos yet. That's a good one.
Fuck Cheetos.
I mean, if all else fails, the Cheetos satisfy all munchies.
The crunch. The
crunch.
Cheesy.
Yes.
Flavor, the flavor doesn't even matter. Like, you get into, like, at first it's the cheesy, and then it's
about
the oil.
You gotta forget about
the
mess.
Then it's the oil, yeah.
That you're licking
your
finger.
Yeah, good, all that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you just go to fucking pure guilt, right? After a while, it's just pure guilt. It's just chemical. It's like styrofoam soaked in chemical by, like, once you eat a bag of them.
Ah, oh, so good. Go get some Cheetos.
Yeah,
let's get some tacos.
So if you were to have a...
My most recently munchy thing, though, has been going to get Wawa's wrap. And I've been getting it the breaded chicken buffalo wrap. You got to do it under custom made. That shit's fire. Fucking shit from scratch at the house. So when he makes dinner on, like, you know, a lot of things, it's pretty good. It's all right. But he's been making this... What is it called? Like homemade hamburger helper? Dude, it is fucking good.
He's making like just a badass stroganoff or macaroni burger meal or whatever. Yeah. That's fucking awesome, dude.
We've talked about Corey. Corey is the friend that was on shrooms that lived another life.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Corey.
What's your favorite stoner music?
Oh, that's a new one. That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Stoner music.
Really? I don't know. I want to say fucking
He's into that hood music.
Yeah.
So like some Cypress Hill?
Yeah, I was thinking Cypress Hill, but also like Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, dude?
Yeah, but I also swap it up. My music range is so far, it's crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I go from old set country to have you crying, all the way to Bob Marley, to gangster rap, to hood music. Oh, it's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like to get stoned, turn on Lil Boosie, and listen to the System hit. Yeah. That shit's good. That shit will have you fucking feeling good.
Lil Boosie.
Yeah, that's my side-by-side.
Yeah, dude, I've seen that thing before. It's badass,
I
just, dude.
I put new lift and tires on it,
too. How big are those tires?
30s.
Those are 30s?
Yeah.
What size motor does that thing have?
It's 1,000cc.
1,000cc?
Yeah. I don't know anything other than that.
No, that's fucking...
I haven't had to tear into it yet. I snorkeled it, everything else, and that's pretty much...
Still hangs?
Yeah.
You ever gone out like on sand dunes or anything like that?
No.
No?
I ain't traveling that far.
No, how far away
are we? No deserts out here.
No
deserts in Florida.
No. But you can't go down to the beach and just rail it?
No, you get arrested here.
There's no ever beach days or thing. Even California's got like a beach day for a jeeping group. No,
not here.
No.
We're too in a high class area for that.
And you can't go like out to like around the lake or anything like that and rip it? There's no like sand dunes out there? Like old?
No, you're not even supposed to be on the roads or anything or even on sidewalks with them out there. People still do drive them around once in a while.
Yeah.
But, and you will still get pulled over once in a while for it.
Jeremy was going through all that shit every time.
Jeremy. Yeah. Jerry.
Every time he built something, he's getting pulled over. Like, you can't ride this.
He was telling me a story.
And then he makes something else. Yes. And he's like, I got pulled over again. You still can't ride this. He makes something else. He's like, you can't ride these either. I'm like, God damn it. I swear to God, he's like,
he's gonna keep building something
until he can get away with something.
I had to explain it to him the other night because he's like, they just keep taking my shit or telling me I can't ride their bitch. And I was like, you know, when you got a DUI, you're not supposed to be on anything motorized. Yeah. That means anything. Bicycle. You're not even supposed to be riding a bike, motherfucker. What? Yes.
No, I thought he told me anything with an engine or gas powered.
Anything engine, period.
Mechanized.
Yes.
With moving parts.
Now, you can still achieve getting...
You can make something out of this. You're not allowed.
You can still achieve getting a DUI on a bicycle.
Yes, you can. Yes, or a horse.
Yeah, or a horse.
Yes.
That's I can't ride
lawnmower. A lawnmower.
I can't ride a lawnmower.
You can get a DUI.
I had to break that down to him, and he took that such a heartbreak the other day.
We were at Gator Shack not long ago, and he had that little scooter there or whatever, and I don't know if you were telling me or he was telling us, but he was like riding home, and the cops saw him, so he ditched it like in a ditch, but he didn't want it to die, so he was like keeping it running, like barely like revving the motor, but keeping it low. And the cops are by and like looking, but sitting on top of the bike in the ditch. And as soon as they turned the other way, he was going the other way in the ditch. And I'm just like, Jerry, dude.
Yes.
Were you coming home from saving the world? Or, oh no, you were just doing
He's
dishes.
Just getting off of work right
now. He just doesn't want to lose it. He doesn't want to lose another vehicle. God damn it.
I was just hitting him up. He should be hitting me back up real soon.
I fucking love him, dude.
God damn it.
He's just getting off of work.
Jerry.
Oh, fucking love him.
That's crazy.
Fucking love him. Best story.
I love how I sold him the camper, and that is his most heart. He fucking loves that thing.
That's independence, right?
Right?
That's all you need. You can just get a car, or you can get the fuck out and just ride.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that. I would do that. I lived like 3 years in a fifth wheel.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking loved it. Speaking of fucking shit, let's see. If you had a hemp blanket, a bale of trim weed, or an ounce of hash, fuck it or eat it. Would you fuck the hash and eat the trim weed?
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, you got to think about it. I know what I would do.
Hmm.
I would shove the hash up my ass.
Mm.
I would throw the trim weed in the air.
Wow.
And then the other thing I'd fuck, whatever it was. I can't remember what it was.
That's where I was trying to remember. It was the other one.
Well, I mean, that's the one. If you can't remember it, fuck it. That's what I always say. You can't remember it, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. We should smoke more weed. Yeah. What's your weed look like, dude? Is it good?
Actually, it's pretty decent. You got any non-alcoholic drinks?
Did you just quit because you wanted to, or did you quit because you had to?
Drinking? No, I just wanted to.
Wanted to.
It's hard to do it when you're, like, hanging out with friends and shit. You see everybody partying and all that. But once it gets later in the night, you're like, oh, thank God I didn't fucking get drunk.
And you associate with shit like, dude, all my friends smoke weed.
We'll take a break. I got to take fucking piss and smoke a cigarette.
Also, dude, the keychain got delivered.
Are we gonna go grab some food down at Lake Worth Beach? We should go to that place and get those nachos.
I can guess what y'all expect from me. Record set, start some shit with punches coming like Chung Lee. Pretty boy, cause I dress nice, but boy, it's about to get ugly. Cause women out here dress real nice, but damn, the thing gon' love me.